Well, good morning. It is August 3rd, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be picking up in Judges chapter 17, Acts 21. We're going to read Jeremiah 30 and 31, and then we are going to finish the book of Mark today, the Gospel of Mark, and start the Psalms for a second read-through for this year. And so that'll start tomorrow, but let's get into the Word today. Judges chapter 17 this morning. Judges 17. And there was a man of Mount Ephraim whose name was Micah. And he said unto his mother, the 1,100 shekels of the silver that were taken from thee, about which thou cursest, and spakest of also in mine ears, behold, the silver is with me. I took it, and his mother said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my son. And when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver unto the Lord from my hand for my son to make a graven image and a molten image. Now therefore I will restore it unto thee. And yet he restored the money unto his mother, and his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave it to them, to the founder, and made thereof a graven image and a molten image. And they were in the house of Micah. And the man Micah had a house of gods, and made an ephod, and a teraphim, and consecrated one of his sons, who became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And there was a young man out of Bethlehem, Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. And the man departed out of the city from Bethlehem, Judah, to sojourn where he could find a place, and he came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, as he journeyed. And Micah said unto him, whence comest thou? And he said unto him, I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah, and I go to sojourn where I may find a place. And Micah said unto him, dwell with me, and be unto me a father and a priest, and I will give thee 10 shekels of silver by the year, and a suit of apparel, and thy victuals. So the Levites went in, and the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was unto him as one of his sons. And Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and was in the house of Micah. Then said Micah, now know I that the Lord will do me good, and see, I have a Levite to my priest. That was Judges chapter 17. Let's move on over to the book of Acts. Acts 21 this morning. Acts 21. There we go. All right. Acts chapter 21. And it came to pass that after we were got from them and had launched, we came with a straight course unto Cos, and the day following unto Rhodes, and from thence unto Patara. And finding a ship sailing over unto Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forth. Now when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unlade her burden. Finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way, and they all were brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we took a ship, and they returned home again. And when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais, and saluted the brethren, and abode with them 1 day. And the next day we that were of Paul's company departed, and came to Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the 7, and abode with him. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle, and bound his own hands and feet, and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we had heard these things, both we and they of the place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. And then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. And after those days we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. And there went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Mnason of Cyprus, an old disciple, with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went up with us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord, and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law, and they are informed of thee, and thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after their customs. What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this that we say to thee. We have four men which have a vow on them. Them take, and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly, and keepest thy law. As touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. And then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they had saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people, and laid hands on him, and crying out, Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple, and hath polluted this holy place. For they had seen before him, with him in the city Trophimus, an Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul, and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came upon the chief captain of the band, that all Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took soldiers and centurions, and ran down unto them, and when they saw the chief captain and the soldier, they left the beating of Paul. And then the chief captain came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains and demanded who he was and what he had done. And some cried one thing, some another, among the multitude. And when he could not know the certainty for the tumult, he commanded him to be carried into the castle. And when he came into the stairs, so it was that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, Away with him! And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said unto the chief captain, May I speak unto thee? Who said, Canst thou speak Greek? Art not thou that Egyptian which before these days madest an uproar and leddest out the wilderness 4,000 men that were murders? And Paul said, I am a man which am a Jew of Tarsus, the city of Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beseech thee, suffer me to speak unto this people. And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with his hands unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spoke unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, and that was Acts 21. I always love the way that they finish Acts 21. They end it on a cliffhanger. Anyway, Jeremiah 30. Let's move on over to our next reading. Jeremiah chapter 30. Sometimes the way that they cut up passages in the Bible makes me laugh. According to chapters, but anyway, Jeremiah chapter 30, we're going to read chapters 30 and 31 today, so let's get to it. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. And wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off his neck, and will burst thy bonds. And strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I raise up unto them. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be at rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. And though I make a full end of the nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, that I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. And there is none to plead thy cause, and thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee, and seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thy iniquity, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee, and therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all the prey upon thee will I give for a prey. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. And thus saith the Lord, behold, I bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of man shall proceed thanksgivings, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engage my heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. And the fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he has done it, and until he have performed the intents of his heart in latter days, and ye shall consider it. Chapter 31. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people, And thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. And the Lord hath appeared of old, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with the tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. Planters shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go to Zion upon the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout amongst the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together. A great company shall return thither. And they shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and then Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he scattered Israel. He that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. And therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord for wheat, and for wine, for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and the old together, for I will turn their mourning unto joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate their soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. And thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rahel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. And thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. And I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, thou hast chastened me, and I was chastened as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I will be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh, and I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still, and therefore my bowels are troubled for him, and I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Set thee up, waymarks, make thee high heaps. Set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth, a woman shall compass a man. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice, and mountains of holiness, and there shall dwell in Judah itself, and in all the cities thereof together, husbandmen, and they that go forth with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awakened and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the man of Judah with the seed of a man and with the seed of beasts. And it shall come to pass that like I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it on their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. And thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and the stars for the light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves therefore roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If thou ordinance depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. And thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the fountains of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off the seed of Israel from all that they have done, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the city shall be built to the Lord from the tower of Haniel unto the gate of the corner, and the measuring line shall yet go forth over against upon the hill of Gareb, and shall compass about to Gohath. And the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes in the fields of the brook of Kidron unto the corner of the horse gate towards the east shall be holy unto the Lord. It shall not be plucked up nor thrown down any more forever. That was Jeremiah chapter 30 and 31. Let's move on to the last chapter of the Gospel of Mark today. We're going to finish that book. Gospel of Mark chapter 16 today. Gospel of Mark chapter 16. Mark 16, and when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought sweet spices and that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the week, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from this door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, Be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified? He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they lay him. But go your way, and tell his disciples, and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall you see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly, and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled, and were sore amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that he had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. And after that he appeared in another form unto two of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the residue, neither believed they them. And afterwards he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not that which had seen him, that they believed not them which had seen them after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And indeed, amen. That was our reading today for August 3rd, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. We finished the Gospel of Mark, so tomorrow we start the Book of Psalms once again. So we read through the New Testament twice, and we read through the Psalms twice, just to let you know. So we're going to be reading through the Psalms once again starting tomorrow. But that said, thank you all so much. Leave a comment, leave a reaction to this video. I'll be sure to mark that down. Your prizes, those of you who are getting them, should be in the mail here pretty soon, and should be getting them pretty soon, I should say, and so be on the lookout for that. But again, stick with it. It's not about prizes. The greatest prize is just getting in the habit of preaching the word, or reading the word every single day, and so we just look forward to it each and every day. So let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for another good day that you gave to us. Lord, it's the day that you've made, and Lord, we want to use it for your glory, and so may we do that. Pray for tonight, God. Pray for VBS. Thank you for all of our volunteers and everybody who's been so faithful throughout the week. Lord, I pray, God, that you would use us, Lord, to just instill the gospel message into the hearts and lives of these young kids. Lord, I pray. And so, Lord, just give us a good day in you. Lord, may you use this reading of the word to nourish our hearts spiritually, and just again, may we glorify you, Lord, with our thoughts and actions and attitudes. We love you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow.